I couldn't have imagined how sadly apt this next choral selection would be for today. It was a selection that was chosen months ago. The composer Kurt Bestor wrote Prayer of the Children out of frustration over the horrendous civil war and ethnic cleansing taking place in the former country of Yugoslavia. You see, he had lived there in the 1970s, and although he knew of the ethnic tensions and he could feel the rumblings while he lived there, he also knew of the beautiful people of this country, Bosnian, Serbian, Croatian, who were, in his words, quote, happy, fun people. But the civil war that ensued after Yugoslavian President Josip Broz Tito died pitted one group against another, one family member against another, friends that he knew against each other. Watching from the United States, Kurt slipped into hopelessness, the kind that comes when you feel there's nothing you can do to prevent more violence. Perhaps you can relate. It's been said that some of our greatest acts of creativity arrive in those moments of hopelessness, as if channeled through us to bring a new perspective, a new opportunity for beauty, a new voice for change to our ugly, fragmented world. Bestor wrote, "Finally, one night, I began channeling these deep feelings in a wordless melody. Then little by little, I added words. Can you hear? Can you feel? I started with these feelings, sensations that the children struggling to live in this difficult time might be feeling. Serbian, Croatian, and Bosnian children all felt the same feelings of confusion and sadness, and it was for them that I was writing this song. I took a long night to finish the song and sang it for my wife and family, but that was about it. I put it away for a while, never thinking to sing it publicly. Being primarily an instrumental composer, I rarely sang in concert. Then one night, I struggled to fill the two-hour concert, and I decided to sing Prayer of the Children. It was probably 1994. The song had an immediate reaction on those in attendance, and I was surprised at the almost hushed sound as I sang. Then the song quickly made itself to CD recordings and choral arrangements. He finished his piece about the song saying this, "The song has been used for such special occasions as the annual 9/11 commemoration, a yearly memorial service for the Columbine High School tragedy, and a concert in memory of the Oklahoma City bombing. These philanthropic uses of the song are the most meaningful to me because it was out of a spirit of desperation and frustration that the song was born. The fact that the song is used to console others in similar circumstances is how this song should be used. So today, this song will be a song of consolation. In these days when the world can seem to make no sense, when it's the children of Syria, not Serbia, when mass shootings of young people by young people has become a trademark of our country, it is right to grieve. It is right to feel angry, confused, and bewildered, or numbed to it all. And to hope for a creative, positive response, even or especially when we can't feel it in the moment. The student-led March for Our Lives movement, which grew out of the Parkland, Florida shooting of a few months ago, posted this. We are deeply saddened by the tragedy at Santa Fe High School and send our love and support to the families affected as well as the entire community. Though this is the 22nd school shooting this year, we urge those reading this not to sweep it under the rug and forget. This is not the price of freedom. This is the most fatal shooting since the one at our school, and tragedies like this will continue to happen unless action is taken. Santa Fe, we are with you, they wrote, and we will do whatever we can to support you as the days go on. This is today's prayer of our children. And although they are strong and determined, they cannot do this alone. It must be our prayer and our action as well. It is necessary to be a part of the needed change through whatever our own gifts provide us, be it song or painting or protest, for each has their own place in naming what needs to be named and changing what needs to be changed. I don't want to light these candles anymore. This is no time for empty promises. This is time to change the narrative. And we can no longer ignore the ugly underside of violence and whatever its root causes are. It somehow is residing in our human species. Our Unitarian Universalist history calls us to side with love so that the children we will never know, generations from now, can live without fear. This is our prayer and our calling. Amen.